Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an immense style pad for deep jungle atmosphere in Ableton Live 12, and we're going advanced with it. Now, this is not just make a pretty pad and throw reverb on it. In DNB, especially deep jungle, the pad is part of the rhythm system. It has to create tension, emotional depth, and a sense of space, while still letting the amen break and the sub stay front and center. So the mindset here is support instrument, not feature sound. Let's start by setting up the harmonic source. Create a new MIDI track and load either Wavetable or analog. For this kind of sound, keep it simple and a little unstable. If you use Wavetable, go for a basic analog style waveform or a rounded Wavetable that doesn't sound too glossy. If you use analog, that can actually be even better for this job, because it feels a bit less perfect, a bit more worn in. For the oscillator setup, use one saw or triangle blend on oscillator 1, and then a square or another saw on oscillator 2, detune just slightly. You want a small amount of width and movement, not a massive super saw wash. Keep the detune in the range of about 6 to 15 cents, and unison around 2 to 4 voices. Moderate stereo spread is enough at this stage. The whole idea is that this pad should feel like it came from an older record, or maybe a resampled hardware source that's been carried through a few generations of jungle history. A little imperfect pitch movement is a good thing here. It gives the atmosphere life. Now write the harmony. Think minor, suspended, unresolved. Good DNB pad voicings are usually minor sevenths, minor ninths, suspended second or fourth chords, or even rootless voicings if your sub is already carrying the root. That's a very DNB move, by the way. Let the low end do its job, and let the pad suggest the harmony rather than spelling everything out. For example, in a minor, you could use A, G, C, E, then move to F, G, C, D for a suspended lift. Hold the chords for 2 or 4 bars at a time. That gives the break room to breathe, which is exactly what you want at 170 to 174 BPM. Next, shape the envelope so it behaves like a pad and not like a synth stab. Set a softer attack, somewhere around 30 to 120 milliseconds. Give it a longer decay, maybe 1.5 to 4 seconds. Sustain should stay fairly high, around 60 to 90%, and release can be anywhere from 2.5 to 8 seconds depending on how smeared you want it to feel. For motion, keep it subtle. Use a slow filter LFO or slow cutoff automation instead of obvious wobble. We're talking a very gentle rise and fall, not a rhythmic trance sweep. The filter cutoff might sit somewhere around 500 Hz to 2.5 kHz depending on how dark you want the tone, and resonance should stay low to moderate. Enough to animate the sweep, not enough to make it sing like a lead. If you want that haunted jungle smear, detune one oscillator just a little more and let the filter breathe slowly. The pad should reveal itself over time. It should feel like atmosphere arriving through fog, not like a preset showing off. Now let's build the texture chain with stock Ableton devices. A strong chain here could be EQ8, saturator, drum bus or roar, chorus ensemble, utility, reverb or hybrid reverb, and auto filter. Start with EQ8. High pass the pad somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz so it leaves room for the kick and sub. If it gets boxy, dip a bit around 250 to 400 Hz. And if the pad starts poking through where the snare crack or break attack lives, make a small cut around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. That's often the first place to look when the pad is stepping on the drums. After that, add saturator. A few dB of drive, maybe 2 to 6, with soft clip-on, can make the pad feel more printed, more solid, more like it belongs in the track rather than floating outside it. Then use drum bus or roar if you want a little more density. Keep it subtle. A little drive can add body and attitude, and if the pad feels too spiky, you can back off the transients slightly. Don't overdo the boom here, because this is atmosphere, not a kick replacement. Chorus ensemble is perfect for the dusty, wide jungle halo. Slow rate, moderate amount, and mix somewhere around 15 to 35%. Just enough to make the pad feel alive and wide without turning seasick. Then comes reverb. Hybrid reverb is great if you want more control. For breakdowns, you might go with a decay around 2.5 to 6 seconds. For drop support, keep it shorter. Pre-delay somewhere between 15 and 35 milliseconds helps preserve the front edge. High cut the top end, low cut the bottom, and if you're using reverb on insert, keep the dry wet fairly modest. Honestly, in most cases it's better as a send so you can automate it by section. Finish with auto filter if you want easy phrase motion. Automate it slowly over 4 or 8 bars. You can close it down for tension and open it up for a breakdown lift. That's the key idea here. Control distance. We want depth. but we also want punch. Now for the part that really makes it sound like jungle, not just a clean synth pad. Resampling. Create a new audio track and route the pad track into it. Record a long pass while you move the filter, maybe tweak the reverb send, maybe shift the chorus mix a little. Capture that motion to audio. Then chop the recording into useful phrases or tails. This step is huge. Once you've printed the pad to audio, it starts to pick up all the little irregularities that make old-school atmosphere feel real. You get tail artifacts, tiny timing inconsistencies, and that found sound quality that sits so well against chopped breaks. You can then drag the audio into simpler or sampler. Use classic or one-shot mode if you want atmospheric hits. Use slice mode if you want to break it apart and retrigger it like fractured texture. If the audio is getting too smeared, use complex pro warp carefully. Or leave warp off entirely if the timing is already good and you want the raw character. And definitely try reversing one bar, or even just the tail of a chord. Reversed swells before a fill or drop transition are absolute gold in deep jungle. Next, we make the pad behave around the amen break. This is where a lot of people get it wrong. They make a great atmosphere, then forget the drums still need to cut through. Your pad has to duck. Use compressor with sidechain input from your drum bus or kick and snare group. Set a fastish attack, maybe 1 to 10 milliseconds, and a release around 80 to 250 milliseconds. Ratio somewhere around 2 to 1 up to 6 to 1 depending on how much space you need. You're aiming for around 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on the hits. If you want something more musical, you can sidechain from a ghost trigger or a dedicated pulse track instead of the kick directly. That can make the pad breathe in a more intentional way, especially in long intro sections or breakdowns. Also, don't just think volume. Think density. If the amen gets busy, automate the pad's density downward instead of just pulling the fader. Narrow the stereo field a bit, reduce the high end, or thin out the harmonics. That often works better than simply making it quieter. And this is a good place to talk about the snare crack. If the pad is masking the snare, check the 1.5 to 4 kHz range first. That's often where the conflict lies. Not the sub, not the reverb tail. That mid-range bite is usually the problem. Now let's create dark stereo space without wrecking the mix. Use utility to keep the low end under control. If needed, mono the pad below about 150 to 250 Hz, and keep the width somewhere around 100 to 140% depending on how dense the arrangement is. Always mono check. Always. For extra depth, send selected phrases or tails to a return track with a long hybrid reverb, or a filtered echo for subtle movement. On echo, try dotted quarter or eighth note timing, low pass the repeats aggressively, and keep the saturation and modulation light. You don't want the echo to sound obvious all the time. You want it to bloom in specific moments. That's an important DNB mindset. Use atmosphere like a phrase instrument. A pad tail that blooms into the next bar can make even a simple 8-bar section feel like it has a story. Now for modulation and controlled instability. This is where you give the pad character without making it too obvious. Good modulation targets are filter cutoff, oscillator fine tune, reverb size or diffusion, chorus amount, and auto filter frequency. Keep the ranges subtle. Fine-tune movement might only be 2 to 8 cents. Cutoff movement may be 5 to 15%. Reverb mix automation may be 10 to 20% across phrases. If you use MPD or expression, be careful. It's very easy to make the pad feel cinematic when you actually need it to stay functional. In DNB, motion should support the groove. It should never compete with it. A really effective trick is phrase-based brightness automation. For example, every 8 bars, open the filter a little during the last half bar, then close it again at the start of the next section. That small contrast makes the track breathe without losing the dark vibe. Now let's place the pad in the arrangement like a proper jungle tool. In the intro, keep it filtered and spacious, maybe just a top mid haze at first. Let the listener feel the room before the break arrives. In the first drop, reduce it, sidechain it harder, or use only the more stripped version so the drums and bass stay dominant. In the breakdown, open it up. Let the reverb tail stretch, maybe add a chord change, and let the emotion rise. Then in the second drop, tighten it back down so the bass and drums hit harder. For the outro, bring the pad back as a DJ-friendly atmospheric bed. A practical arrangement might look like this. Bars 1 to 16, filtered pad intro with a reverse swell. Bars 17 to 32, amen break enters and the pad ducks on hits. Bars 33 to 40, breakdown with more open filter and longer reverb. Bars 41 to 56, second drop with tighter stereo and less decay. Bars 57 to 72, Outro with filtered atmosphere and tails for mixing out. That's not just sound design, that's arrangement psychology. It makes the track feel intentional, and that's what separates a decent DNB tune from one that feels expensive. A couple of pro moves before we wrap up. If you want more worn air, layer in a very quiet noise or vinyl-style texture and bandpass it around 1 to 6 kHz. If you want more grit, send a resampled pad to Roar, but keep the mix low so it reads as density rather than distortion. If the tune feels too modern, add slight pitch drift and a little timing looseness in the audio version. That often does more for authenticity than just slamming on more effects. You can also split the pad into two layers, a dark mid pad for the chords, and a very filtered airy layer just for transitions and breakdown tops. That gives you a lot more control over emotional lift without making the drop too wide or too harsh.